Welcome. This is Energy First Responders on the day after election, November 4th, 2020. We are in the midst of a time of great change and of a time of really allowing spirit to come through, allowing what we call the fifth dimension, or really the higher consciousness, the higher dimensions, as we become multidimensional beings that function at more than just one dimension, that all kinds of wonderful things from these higher dimensions can become a part of our world in a way that they haven't been before. That is what we seek. That is what so many of the seekers are seeking. And what we need is to allow the blocks to our heart to shift. So that we become more and more open, that we live in a time where compassion and mercy are foremost. And where we are moving from our heads to our hearts, from our egos to our full self, to our soul self, to whatever you choose to call the I Am Presence, whatever words you use that make sense to you, that very essence of our beingness that we are born with, that we are becoming more and more alike. To be in love, to be in compassion. And we ask to bring all of this through everything that we say today for every single man, woman, and child on the planet. I'm also going to ask at the outset that we also bring very beneficial outcomes for the animal, plant, and mineral kingdoms, for all of the spiritual elements, the five or six elements, depending on whether you're traditional Chinese medicine or Native American or whatever the elements are, and the elementals, you know, the divas, all of the help, because those kingdoms that are part of the earth and the angelic kingdom are helping us to balance, to come into stability. And with everything that's going on right now in the United States and throughout the world, because the world is paying attention, and we need leadership, we need to be moving forward. But we ask that all those kingdoms and Mother Earth directing them and being with them for the changes that she is instigating, that she is wanting as she moves into the fifth dimension and all the higher dimensions, and her multidimensional self takes charge of these changes, that we can allow these other kingdoms to receive what they need and support us with all of these changes and not be thrown off. And we are so grateful for all of nature which is coming through, even though it may be in fires and floods and earthquakes and other things, to return balance. We ask for nature to be a great principle that leads us forward in this time of great change, in this time of turmoil and upset and againstness. They remain balanced, and we ask for nature to come into balance, especially at a climate level, and for it to become the basis for peace. Peace peace within, peace on the planet. As that a partial mission of my mission here, please allow your own mission to come forward. Whatever that may be, in this time of great change. We also ask for all of the, besides the angelic realm, the archangels, the great beings of light, all of the consciousnesses from other realms that are here to assist us, we ask all that have pure intention be involved. And we allow the raising of consciousness, the raising of vibration of each individual, and the raising of the collective consciousness, because we are moving in a collective manner. And we understand that there are commonalities, the commonalities between what seems to be these huge warring factions. Which is going back and going forward at the same time. We go back to the past for the creation of this country, for its foundations. Things like the Federalist Papers. Things like going against autocracy. That was, the people were coming to America to go away from. As we allow those founding fathers, imperfect as they were, but the essence of spirit that was coming through them, to come to us now, as we redo and become the multi-dimensional democracy. The multi-dimensional democracy that is coming to this planet now. We ask for all the frustration, all of the weeping and gnashing of teeth, as they say, for each individual as they're moving through what looks like another side that's bad or wrong, to find a way to come together through the commonality of asking to lift this government, lift this nation, into the place of purity. We bring down the rings of truth and ask that they be foremost on both sides. I ask for help with my heart to become pure, and for each one of you who want to join me to release that which has hurt me, that which has turned me, and allow the being to come in. so that there's a beingness with which each person on this planet comes through with compassion and mercy, with the truth, and with the golden ray that is manifesting now. And the peace that passes all understanding to be central in our heart and therefore in our beingness. To come into that balance within. To be present for all who need this. For hope to come back. There are many ways that this can happen, folks. Many paths to the future. Many paths to what you are asking for. Pure democracy, original constitution, pure ways of being. Can you see them happening already? Can you focus on what they are that is happening? Many people who are waking up. Many people who are taking responsibility for democracy and for voting. And for allowing voting to be perfect. To allow it to create itself in a way that all votes are counted. And that any contesting will be done in a way that is proper and producing pure results, so that the true winner of this election comes from how people have voted. And begin to allow the best from both sides to come forward. Focus now, if you would, on creating the path forward, the pathway. the bridge that has to be crossed, to realize that there is no bridge at all, to allow the heart opening of everyone on this planet, and particularly right now, all in the United States of America. Feel that path within you as you begin to allow it to create the way forward from the past which we have called upon, clearing, cleaning that, everything that happened in the United States as this country has struggled to remain democracy, constitution-based. And now we look to the future, to the way forward. Allow the essence and the multidimensional self of yourself to begin to create this with hope, with compassion, with mercy, to release suffering. To allow each one of us to be in a state of sovereignty for ourselves. And pure source and pure multidimensional earth to guide us, to create the new, to allow the new systems to come in with ease and grace. We ask for as much ease and grace and very beneficial outcomes for all that is going on, all that is going on, as we can't see from our 3D points of view sometimes. This nation under God, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal, shall not perish from the earth. And we go into gratitude, ease, grace, very beneficial outcomes, and gratitude. For all that we have, for all that is coming, for all that has happened, for all the ways in which change is here, and to allow ourselves and every person on the planet to feel loved, to feel held, to feel cared for, and to feel heard. and to feel heard. May peace be with you. We give great thanks for your being here today, for your listening, for your helping. To allowing this process to come to a truthful end and to allow whatever people feel they have lost to find their way, and the people who have won to embrace the people who have lost in those classic 3D terms, let there be unity in coming together. We give great thanks. So it is, so be it. It is done.